Seminar 2, The Fine Arts. Examining the Self-Portrait, Frida Kahlo.
So, this is her husband, Diego Rivera. She can't have fallen in love with him for his looks, can she?
No, I reckon he must have been either very rich or very intelligent.
Actually, he was both highly intelligent and very rich. At first, Frida's father was against her marrying Diego because he was a communist.
Oh.
But he finally agreed to it because he couldn't pay his daughter's medical expenses anymore.
Oh.
Frida must have spent a fortune on doctors and operations over the years.
Oh, yes, what a terrible life. First polio and then that awful accident.
Mm.
It's amazing she produced so many paintings, isn't it?
Yes. She must have been an incredibly brave woman.
But the marriage didn't work out too well, did it?
Well, it had its ups and downs.
Mm. She painted this one with the cropped hair while they were separated, didn't she?
Yes, that's right.
She really looks like a man here. In fact, she looks as if she's got a moustache. And why was she dressed in a man's suit?
I thought it might have had something to do with women's liberation. You know, she cut off her hair to symbolise equality or something.
No. The reason she cut off her hair and put on a man's suit is because Diego Rivera loved her long hair and also loved the traditional women's Mexican dresses she used to wear. She did it to hurt him.
And why did they divorce?
Oh, nobody really knows. Diego may have found out about Frida's affair with Leon Trotsky, or it could have been Frida who was unhappy about Diego's affair with an American film star. What we are sure about is that Frida was very unhappy about the divorce.
But they were back together by the time she painted Roots.
Yes. They remarried a year after they separated. She painted this one when her health was beginning to deteriorate. She must have been in a lot of pain.
I find this one rather depressing. The rocks she's lying on don't look very comfortable. I suppose they represent her pain.
Probably, but actually, if you look at the expression on her face, she looks quite calm. I think the green leaves suggest hope. In spite of everything, she was a very optimistic person. The last painting she did was called Viva la Vida, Long Live Life.